Hello, how are you? Beautiful day today, isn't it? I am Wawa Nazri and this is the Art of Charm. What I am focused on is really simple, your daily motivation, which I am giving the tricks and tips for you on how to boost your day. When you want to do something, it's up to you or me or your mom. Actually, it's really up to you in making your life decision. It's your life. Do you ever wonder how con artists can get away with all they do? They know how to charm people and they have mastered the art of looking as if they belong. Because they have no feelings of guilt about misrepresenting themselves, they can pull it off. But you don't have to be dishonest and manipulative to be charming. You can use the power of charm to create a charm life for yourself and be perfectly honest, kind, and caring while doing it. Well, charm is actually come from a combination of self-confidence, social graces and empathy, or emotional intelligence. People who own these criteria are always charming and attractive. Well, to get what you want, you need to feel special and act that way. Remember this, the more you respect yourself, the more others will respect you. So, first of all, you need to be interesting. Wear attractive but interesting clothing. Something that reflects who you are. If you like travel, for example, wear a shirt, scarves, tie or jewelry from another country or with something that reflects your ethnic background. This will help you to start conversations. Second, pay attention. Look around you and seek to make friends. Notice who is around you and what is interesting or attractive about them. Find and explore interesting things about what they are wearing and compliment it. For example, excuse me, but I can't help noticing that gorgeous color. It looks great on you, or you can try this. What an interesting watch. Where did you get it? Easy, right? Thirdly, prepare in advance. Read up on some fascinating topics to talk about. The background doings of a hit movie, some new technology advance, or a cool new trend. Then when people want to talk to you, you will have something to say. Next, you got to find a way to help. What needs doing that you might enjoy? If you haven't experienced this event before, I recommend finding a job to do. Don't just say, what can I do to help? Instead, volunteer for something specific to greet people and take coats or keep the food table replenished or refill drinks. It will give you a feeling of belonging, a great excuse to meet everyone, and you will be busy enough to keep your nervousness at bay. The host or hostess also will be grateful and remember you later. The last tips to turn on your charm is to follow through. If you do meet someone you like to know better, follow the party with an invitation for coffee. The best friendships begin in these social situations. Once you're meeting people, you need to create the proper energy level to be charming and attractive. Match your energy to the energy of the person at the event. Obviously, if you're dancing or eating barbecue poolside, the energy level will be pretty high. If you're having quiet conversations at a cocktail party, discussing book, or sitting down to a dinner, the energy will be mellow and focused. Conversations at event you attend should be like tennis matches. That is, the person serves that he or she actually asks a question or make a statement, then you have to volley back. You answer the question with the kind of answer that invites a response. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Although being charming will smooth out your social situations, it must be based on a respect to be beneficial. Remember this, charm without respect is not a good sign. Narcissists, for example, have learned to be charming to get what they want, but they have no means to give back. So they are attractive and seductive, but ultimately draining and terribly disappointing. Now you know how to turn on your charm. You should ask yourself, is that enough? If it isn't, you might have to join me in my next episode in The Art of Charm. Love this episode? Feel free to favorite and applause. Until next time.